sixth parak of Nekoyim, sixth Mishnah. Omer Rav Yishimin. Rav Yishimin says, in Mosai, this manchi kadosha muveis. When do we say that the outside one is tar, when it stretches into the inwards? Once again, we're talking about an outside saras and an inside saras and fresh skin between the two of them. So that's not a case where the adosha itself was the michia, this fresh skin was one adosha, and therefore if the outer one stretches into it, it makes it less than the minimum shear. I see the same adosha, it was larger than adosha, and it's the inner outer one stretched into it, but it remained adosha of the fresh skin. So if the inner one stretches into the fresh skin a little bit, so it's a simen tumah for the inner one because that stretched outwards. It's saying it's tumah, and the outside one remains tumah because there's still enough of a michya left. If there was something which did not have the color of tzaras, which is less than the size of adosha, in between these two tzaras, so it's not enough to be a michya. So it's a simon pisan the panimis. If the inner one stretches into that area and turns it white, then the inner one is tame because it stretched out of its original boundaries. Vein simon pisan lechitzayna, but it's not a simon of stretching for the outside one because the outside one has to stretch outwards and not inwards. Both is going out like Rabbi Akiva that holds that even the inner one that stretches into that in between fresh skin or bohak is not a pisan.